David Rose.
So, Hummus.
Good morning. The impetus for this here, we talk about Kedusha and Kaddish in the years of our mother, and saying Kaddish a lot, so it got me thinking about the tefillah a bit. So may the shir be a iluf l'neshama. The Mishnah in Saita Daf Mem Ches says, "Heder Yeshua miyom shechar beis hamikdash ein yom shein bo klala." From the day when the beis hamikdash got destroyed, there was no day which there isn't a curse. On that, Rava says in Daf Mem Tes, he takes it a stage further. Omer Rava b'chol yom. And every day, the klala gets worse if one is done. As it says in the pasuk, in the morning we'll say, who'll give us evening? Evening we'll say, who'll give us morning? So Gemara asks, when the evening we say we want halavai to be morning, which morning are we talking about? If you're going to say it's talking about the morning, the following morning, how do you know things will be any better? And the mind must be the previous morning. So we're saying in the evening, halavai would still be the previous morning. So we see that things got progressively worse. We wish it would be an earlier time. So Gemara asks, Vela alma amaykum akayim. So on what does the world exist? Gemara says, Akedusha de Sidra vayehesh mei rabba dagadata. On the Kedusha we say in Uvalet Zion, and the Kaddish, which we say after a Shia. From this Gemara, we see the Koyach of Kedusha and the Koyach of Yehesh Mei Rabba, that it's so great, this is the only thing which manages to keep the world going. There's other Gemaras as well. There's the Gemara in Shabbos, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Kala Oino, Mein Yehesh Mei Rabba, B'chol Koycha, anybody who answers Yehesh Mei Rabba with all his Koyach, Koyin Lo Gzadino. The Eivishter will rip up a bad gazadin, the poschen le shari gan eden, Shpocha opens up the gates of gan eden, goes to koyach, amein yehi shmei rabba and kedusha of God. What's this amazing koyach which kedusha and amein yehi shmei rabba have? And second of all, what's the common denominator? These two things are the things which keep the world going. There must be a common denominator. What's the common denominator between kedusha and yehi shmei rabba? So there's a beautiful Meshech Chochma in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. It's kedai to see it inside, it's a long piece, but I'll try and give you Bekitzer, the tamsis of what he says. The Meshech Chochma starts off saying that Shpochu is infinite. Shpochu is as big as you can imagine. You can't imagine what the Eibushter is. That Shpochu is Sholem, Shpochu is complete, and he doesn't need anything from anybody. But Shpochu in his kindness, he created a universe, and in this universe he put different planets, stars, etc. And in these planets and stars, Kach Baruch Hu gave them an inherent understanding and appreciation of the Eibishter. Yeah, they didn't have to work on anything to be massive this. The Eibishter put in them an inherent understanding of the gadlus of the Eibishter, and Memela they say Shvachim to the Eibishter. So he says, but in this vast universe, Kach Baruch Hu may put a tiny little dot, he calls it. And this dot is the earth. And on the earth, the Eibushter put thousands of creatures. And one of these creatures, he says, is a Baruch, I think his Loshim means a weakly constituted creature. Yeah, Shvachet, Zach, 3 amas tall. And this this thing, a human being, has got lots of contradictions in him. He said he's got Ovel, Vatzedek, corruption and righteousness, Rabba Toiv, bad and good, Secha Vasichlus, foolishness and wisdom. Lots of different koichas a person has, contradictory koichas, and our job is to harness out these koichas and use them for good. And if we use them for good, we can be Masi Grisim Adregas, and if Hashem we use them for bad, then people can go to the lowest of the low. And the person's tactic is to harness these koichas for the good, and through his avodah to be makir that there's an Eibishter. That what the other planets have an inherent, Eibishter created with them an inherent understanding, comprehension of the Eibishter. Our job is, with our koichas, is to be masig this, with our own avodah, to be masig that there's an Eibishter. Avraham Avinu, he says, is the first person who took these koichas, And he was masig the Eibishter from on his own koiches, from his own avoida. He was masig as an Eibishter. He reached what the malachim, what the other spheres and the other planets have inherent. And after that, Yitzchok, and after that, Yaakov. So the Eibishter chose their children to give them the Torah, and through the Torah, it would be easier for Klal Yisrael to be makir the Eibishter. He says, when B'shas Klal Yisrael was doing the Avodas Hashem like they meant to, B'shas was a Beis HaMikdosh, so every Klal Yisrael used everything they had, the guf, the lei, the neshama, everything they had, they used for Avodas Hashem, the possessions, everything they used for Avodas Hashem, and this created an immense Kiddush Hashem. This was mefaras in the world that there was a Eibishter, and that caused, therefore, Shefa Barocha in the world. Yet the fact that the world appreciated there was an Eibishter, that brings Barocha into the world. So he says, but if Chas V'Sholom, Klal Yisrael are not doing the Ratzon Hashem, there's no Beis HaMikdosh, then there's nothing screaming out in the Bria, we're not screaming out there's an Eibishter over here. So what brings a Shefa Barocha to the world? So he says, it's only the Tehillos and the Tefillos of Klal Yisrael. The praises and the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael, yeah, when we are declaring, we are acknowledging that the Eibishter is the Boya Olam, the Shefer, the Eibishter is the manning of the world, so we're Mekadishem Shemayim, that can vita bring Shefer Brocha into the world. So it's this declaration, this acknowledgement that the Eibishter is the Mekor HaBrochas, the Eibishter is the manning, the Boya, that is what can bring Brocha to the world. And that's the Koyach of Kedusha the Sidra and Yehei Shmei Rabba. When a person says Yehei Shmei Rabba, when a person is acknowledging that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech and Malchei HaMelechim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu davening that Hashem should be recognized in the whole world as a Melech Malchei HaMelechim. When a person says Kodesh, 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 when we're acknowledging and that the Eibishter is the Bo Olam, that can vita bring Shefa into the world, and that's what keeps the world going, that when we acknowledge and we bring the Eibishter down into this world. But what's so special davka about Kedusha the Sidra? Yeah, we say Kedusha three times in Davin. We say it in Birchas Yitzhak, we say it in the Chazar Shashatz, and we say it in Avodat Tzion. Why does the Gemara say davka Kedusha the Sidra? So let's look at what we say. In Birchas Yitzhak, so we say, Shvach Yosim, Asharsim, Shvach creates his servants, Shvach creates the Ilamis, Elyonim, Shvach creates the Malachim, Vashem, Asharsim, Kulam, Oimim, Oilam, Shem, Yachad, Shem, Okay, La Melech, Lod, La Gibber, Vachulam, Kabin, Menem, Oimach, Shemaim, Vaoimim, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. So who's saying this Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh? Like Shvach is Asharsim, because it's the Malachim who are saying Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. That hasn't got the koyach to bring Shefa Brocha into this world. The Malachim, they didn't work on anything, they never had any Bechira. They had an inherent, a Kshvoku built into them, an Akara of the Eibishter. That's not going to bring Shefa Brocha into the world. Right in Chazor Sashatz, we say, the Kachas Shimch Boilam, or Nitzach, or Nitzach, or Nakdishach, Soit, Siach, Savakodesh, Shem Shemakdishim, Oise, Bishmei Morim. We're saying we want to be Mekadish Hashem like the Malachim do. That Malachim do again is not going to help us to bring Shefa Brocha into this world. Well, we come to Avodat Tzion, we say, Ba'atah Kodosh Yoshev Tehel Eretz Yisrael. You're sitting on the praises of Klal Yisrael. Yet, Klal Yisrael are being Meshabeach. You were saying Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. Oh, when we, with our Hakara, which we had never had at all, we weren't born with any Hakara as Eibishter, we worked on ourselves, and we were massing, there's an Eibishter, and then we say Kodosh, 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 that can bring a bracha to the world. Because that is a higher madreka than the malachim, they never worked on it. Something which you worked on, that's bring is a higher madreka. As Rashi says in the Pasuk, Keisim el Yaakib ma'po'al keil. Yeah, there'll be a time when we learn Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll be sitting closer than the malachim. Because we have worked on ourselves to get to this madreka, and maybe this will be on a higher madreka than the malachim. The Morin Chulin says Malachim, some Malachim only say Shira once in a lifetime. We say Shira three times a day. We can get to, with our Avodah, we can get to Madregas, which the Malachim can't get to. And that's why we say, in Avodat Tzion, when we're saying Kodesh, 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 we translate it, and we explain it, and we explain it in Aramaic. Why do we explain it in Lashon HaKodesh? Because the Malachim are going to get jealous of us. We can reach here Madrega, which the Malachim can't be Masig. So therefore, we say in Aramaic, which the Malachim don't understand. There's still one more point we need to clarify, and that is, if you look at the Gemara said, which Kaddish brings keeps the world going. It's the Kaddish after Agadata. Why after that Kaddish? The Kaddish after learning. So Rashi explains on the Gemara, Rashi says that in Uval Etzion, we say the translation of Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. So he said one of the reasons why the Masakana is, yeah, not everybody was zeicha to have such a wonderful establishment like start the day every day. So not everybody was zeicha to learn every day. So therefore, Chazal Masakan that in we translate Kaddish Kaddish, everybody zeicha to a little bit of learning every day. So it's that combination, the combination of Kedusha Sidra, which is learning together with the Kaddish Kaddish, yeah, to learning together with acknowledgement of the Eibishter, yeah, a Kaddish Yehishmei Rabba, after learning, this combination of Limud HaTorah together with Kiddush Hashem, that's what keeps the world going. So let's bring some more Mekoros which emphasize the importance of Kedusha. The Morim Brachos brings a Mais of Rebbe Elezer. Rebbe Elezer came to Shul and there was only nine men there. And he had a servant, so he was Meshacher his Evet, he freed his servant. Sfreik the Gemara of Omer of Yoda Cholam Shachar Avdoi Oyva Basay Shneim Al Oyla Mem Tavoi. There's Oyva Nisa Deraisa. And with the Gemara Mitzvah Shan. Sfreik the Gemara is Mitzvah Abba Abba Aveira. How can you do a Mitzvah an Aveira in order to Mekayim a Mitzvah? And with the Gemara Mitzvah the Rabbim Shan. Sasha explains what's this Mitzvah the Rabbim. The Mitzvah the Rabbim is Mekdashti B'seich Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, there's a Mitzvah Deraisa over here of Mekdashti B'seich Bnei Yisrael. And even though it's only a drabbanon to say kaddish. Let's say kedusha. He's talking about. Sorry, talking about kedusha. Then drabbanon say kedusha. So he said, "I'm going to say this mitzvah drabbanon is doich and I say the yochid." So Tiferes Shmuel, the bottom of the Rosh, he explains. He said, "Just like we find by davening, yeah, the nusach hatfilah is only drabbanon. But the ma'aseh when we daven, we mekayim a mitzvah deraisa." So he said, "Who are they over here? Yeah, the nusach of kedusha is only a drabbanon dika nusach. But the ma'aseh when we say kedusha, we mekayim a mitzvah deraisa of nikdashti." The Be'er Hetiv also writes, "I read that as lashon. The tzorich lechaven b'yosef kedusha." The Kaddish is Hashem Yisporach. One has to be have extra kavona and kedusha to mekaddish the Eibushda. Kedusha Yisra love kedusha melmala. In order the Eibushda should rest his kedusha from above. V'yichaven lekayim mitzvah sasei shel demnikdash to b'seich b'nei Yisrael. Shemichaven when you say kedusha every day. Shemichaven you mekayim a mitzvah deraisa menikdashti. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Kaf Hei of Katan Dalet. He also brings a lashon. Shemichaven to mekayim the mitzvah deraisa menikdashti. The end of the Chavetz Chaim Seif Avos Chetz, it's got in the back, a Marganisa Tova. It's a collection of Hanhogos Tovos from Avgenis and Valina. It says there at the bottom, it says that the Chavetz Chaim used to read it a number of times a day. It seems to be it was something the Chavetz Chaim respected very much. And in Ois Chav Gimel it says, V'yizor ma'oid ba'anias kedusha shehei mitzvah sasei deraisa. A person should be careful when he answers kedusha, it's a mitzvah deraisa. The Torah brings a medrash. The medrash says, "Im toyu v'tagidu livni mashani oiseh b'shor shemagdishim v'omim kodesh kodesh kodesh." If you will tell my children what I do at the time when they say kodesh kodesh kodesh, v'limdu oisam, teach them shiureinayim nesuris lamori, the eyes should be lifted up towards Shemayim, the base filosam, v'noisam atzmo namala, lift themselves up. Ki ein li hana ba'olam, Hashem says, "I've got no more hana in this world." Ka'isa Shah, like that time, Shenayim Nesuis Be'enai Ve'enai Be'enayim. When their eyes are looking up towards me and my eyes on them, I've got no bigger Hanor than that time when we say Kedusha. Rather, the Torah says this is the Makoi for one's lifting oneself up. When one says Kedusha, one lifts oneself up, it's because of the Loshon of this Medrash, when Noisim Atzmom Lamalo, they lift themselves upwards. Interesting, this is a side point as well. Some people have a minhag, or they do the end of the beginning of kedusha. They say v'kor zel zev amad. They go from one side to the other. The ma'isa, the doesn't seem to be any makor for it. Apparently, they asked from Chaim Kanievsky, and he said there's no makor for this to go from one side to the other. Oh, sorry.
It's a minhag. A minhag is.
It's a minhag. Yeah.
Can't mix a minhag.
Yeah, now I'm making a break. I'm just telling you, Chaim Kanievsky apparently.
But the whole world can't be wrong.
Yeah, it's the whole world, yeah.
Half the world.
Yeah. And the Beis Yosef brings the Shmuel HaLeket, who ends off this medrash with the Oisa Shah. That time when we say Kodesh Kodesh, And the oiches v'kisei kavoidi, the Eibush says, I hold on to my kisei hakavoid, umechapkom, I hug klal yisol, umenashkon, I kiss them, umaski galusom, umaya geulusom. Yeah, I remember their golos, and I hurry up their redemption. Grace is Achan said about Kedusha. Yitaka, because Kedusha is so important, even in the middle of Kriyashma, we stop, and we say Kedusha, even in the middle of Shemayin Esra, we stop and we listen to Kedusha. The Kedusha is Mamasha Grace Zach. In Bem's Kedusha Yitzhar, yeah, in the Kedusha we say before Kirishma, there are many Shits of Shoinim who say that one can't say it Biyachidus. You can only say it with Sibyl. Might as well be doing Paskin like that, but that shows us the importance of Kedusha. The Mechaba said by Kedusha, the Sidra of Kedusha by Naval at Siyan, it says, Sorech Yizor Bem O'id. You have to be very careful to say it with kavanah. That's the kedusha. It's a mitzvah deraisa. It's a very important zach. So what exactly are we saying in kedusha? We say kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. What's this three times we say kodesh? So the ma'aser we say ourselves in avodat siyum. We translate and we explain what it means. Kodesh b'shmei mereima. Shpoch exalted. Shpoch is high. In the Omer of Yoinim, the Omer Yoinim, the Makin, the Mishabech, the Eibishter, that the Eibishter is exalted. Kaddish al Ara over the Gvurte, the Eibishter is exalted in this world as well. Mekaddish the Eibishter, the Makin, that the Eibishter is the Eibishter. And Kaddish la Olam la Omeil Mayak, Shvoku should be exalted forever and ever, for always, for Olam Habba, that Shvoku should always be recognized, and that Shvoku will always be Kaddish exalted more than we can be massive. What does it mean, Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimkoymoi? So this is a pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel heard the voice behind him saying, Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimkoymoi. These are always, what I'm saying is only one pshat in it. I'm rather there's a lot more pshat, but I'm just giving you a little understanding on what we're saying. So the Malbim explains that Yecheskel was talking about that after the Churban HaBayis. B'shas HaChurban, B'shas HaBayis HaMikdash, the Nekshpochus Shechina rested in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Shefer Bracha came from the Beis HaMikdash. When after the Churban, the Eibishter left the Beis HaMikdash, so Avada still his Shechina is the Mekor HaBracha, and of course he's not in the Beis HaMikdash anymore. So we say, Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimkoyim, Nekshpochus is the Mekor HaBrachas, Mimkoyim, wherever he is, where he is the Mekor HaBrachas. Now we say, Yimlech Hashem la'olam alikach tzion, we're davening for the Geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring the Geula, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu we recognize as the Melech ha'olam. Just as a side point, the Sefer Gesher HaChaim of Yechiel Michal Tukuchinsky, he says, we've spoken about how important Kedusha is, how important Kedusha in Sidra, Kedusha in Nevolat Tzion is, that keeps the world going. He says he doesn't understand why you go to shuls and then it comes to a volat siyan, they just let them just chap it, they don't say Kedusha together. He said the Gabbaim, the Rabbonim, they should mo'er to the Kehillahs, the Koyach of Kedusha, the Sidra, it keeps the world going. The Tzibur should say Kedusha, the Sidra together. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Baruch Kavod Hashem Mimkoymoi. Yeah. Another point is, if you look carefully in Kedusha of Shemayna Esra, we say, Yimloich Hashem la'olam alikach tzion, v'dei v'dei hallelujah. We say first Yimloich, and then Hashem. When we come to Avalat Tzion in Kedusha the Siddur, we say, Hashem Yimloich la'olam ba'ed. We say Hashem's name first. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is talking about the difference between the Malachim and Klal Yisrael. Gemara say, we can get to a higher Madrega then the Malachim. The Malachim have to say three words before they say Shem Hashem. Kodesh, 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 and then they say Hashem. Mashenkim, we can say Shem Hashem after two words. Shema Yisrael, Hashem. So we see the earlier you're saying the Shem Hashem is considered a bigger chashivas. So in Kedusha of Shemayin Esra, Chazal Hashat, we say Yimloich Hashem. We first have to say Yimloich when we say the Eibishter's name. Mashenkim, we come to Kedusha the Sidra, there, one Ahayimadriga, that's the Kedusha which we were massing with our Koichas, then we can say Hashem Yimloich Leilamad, we can say Hashem straight away. There's one more thing that I was wondering after we see the Koich of Kedusha the Sidra, we know that Halacha is that a person can be mafsik, as we said before, and in the middle of Shema, not in the first part of Shema, Baruch Shem, but in the rest of Shema, a person can be mafsik to say Kedusha, a person in Shmin Esra stops davening and listens to the Shliach Tzibur. That is said by Kedusha of Chazor Sashat. What happens when it comes to Kedusha the Sidur? We've said that Kedusha the Sidur is such chosh vazat. Can you also be mafsik in the middle of Shema to say Kedusha the Sidur? So I found there's a Minchas Yitzchok in Chedek Tes, he says over there you can't. It's only that what says that Kedusha, that you can be massive for Kedusha, it's only Kedusha for Kedusha Shatz. Kedusha Sidra, you can't be massive in Shmoin Esra and Shmafo. You don't stop and think. Like anything else, you wouldn't stop and think. You only stop and think for Kedusha.
Hashem
Yimlev,
do we say that? Some people do say it loud, some people don't.
So you mean when you're middle of Shema, whether you say...
When you're
that
bathful...
Ah, you're Holetzian.
You say it loud, Kadosh, Kadosh.
Yeah, yeah.
You say
yeah.
Some people, what's the...
I'm not sure why people don't. I don't know why people don't. Yeah, I don't know why they don't. How they should.
It's some
storm,
it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they don't. What do you mean? No, not for Yimlo. Yeah. The first two of them. Yeah. Masking. But I think that Hashem Yimlo from the Sibir should also say it together. I'm not sure why not. I don't know why not. Now let's look at Hilchis Kaddish a little bit. The Aruch HaShulchan Sim Nun Hei writes, he says, HaKaddish Hu Shvach Godol V'Noira. Kaddish is a shvach which is godol v'noira, yeah, great and awesome praise. Shetikna ash nesra gedoyla achrei chobin bayis rishon. Ash nesra gedoyla v'masakin it after bayis rishon. He says it's a tefillah against the chilul Hashem. With the chobin bayis, there was a major chilul Hashem. And we, and Chazal, ash nesra gedoyla v'masakin a kaddish to rectify this chilul Hashem which happened from the chobin bayis. The Yaibetz in his Siddur says that Kaddish is a mitzvah deraisa. In Kaddish we mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of Benikdashti. This is a Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva says just that we find that by Shmoyne Esra one shouldn't cross, one shouldn't pass in front of somebody who's davening Shmoyne Esra. Same halacha applies to somebody saying Kaddish. One shouldn't walk in front of them. That's the madriga of a Kaddish. A Kaddish is like a Shmoyne Esra. Beis Yosef writes that a person should be mechaven in Kaddish. And Aruch HaShulchan says, what does he mean? It's a shtak aloshen Aruch HaShulchan's got. He says, Kaddish needs kavana. One must understand what one says and concentrate on the words. Ubeloi kavana lav kolom. Without kavana, he's not doing anything. He's wasting his time. Umutuv shleim reno. It's better he doesn't say it. Shtak aloshen. A person has to know what he's saying when he's saying Kaddish, says the Beis Yosef. So let's go through a little bit the Nusach of Kaddish, try and understand a bit what we're saying. We say Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. The Ma'aseh says it's two Nuschos, Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh, or Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. Depends if it's Aramaic or Lashon HaKodesh. In Aramaic, we would read it Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. In Lashon HaKodesh, you'd read it Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. The two shittas, is it Aramaic or Lashon HaKodesh, that's two things. The Ma'aseh Mishnah Berurah says we should say Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh, but others are no. To say Yiskadal Yiskadash. So these words are Moyusud of the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Yiskadalti Yiskadashti Le'enei Hagoyim. Yiskadilti Yiskadishti. Yiskadilti Yiskadishti Le'enei Hagoyim. I'll be made godly, I'll be recognized as Kodosh in the eyes of the nations. He's talking about after Mechemes Goyim Hamogoyim. After Mechemes Goyim Mogoy, the whole of the world will come fighting against Klal Yisrael, and the Eibishter will make Klal Yisrael win, and there'll be a massive Kiddush Hashem, and Yiskadilti Yiskadishti Le'ene Agoyim, I'll be recognized as Godel B'Kodosh in the eyes of the Goyim. So that's what we're davening for here. We're not davening Yiskadesh, the Eibishter should become great, should become Kodosh. The Eibishter is Shalom, the Eibishter is great, it's Kodosh. Yeah? We're asking that the Eibishter should bring the Yeshua, and through that, Yiskadel, Yiskadesh, Hakshpochu will be recognized as Godoil the Kodosh. As the Pasuk says, Bahoy Hashem le Melech al Kalaris, Bimuya Hashem echod, Shmei echod. When the La'asad Lovay, then Hakshpochu will be recognized as Echod. and then we say volim shim behad sin ish pech sa'isa v'hoysa v'ashem ha'meluch al'osad lovay, then akshbalchu be recognizes the melech. That's what we're davening for, yizkadeh v'yizkadeish. Oh. Then we say v'ayta shemei rabo. What does shemei rabo mean? So there's two mahalchim over here. So Tosfos in Brachos, Daf Gimel, there's two mahalchim in shemei rabo. One is, there's a medrash which says, ein shemei shalom v'en kisei shalom ad shemocha shemei shalamalei. Hashbalchu's name will not be Shalem until Amalek is destroyed. La'asad love it. Hashbalchu's kisei, the throne of Hashbalchu, will not be Shalem until the La'asad love it when Amalek gets destroyed. As it says in the Pasuk, Kiyod al Keis Kol, end of Bishalach, it said, Kiyod al Keis Kol, the hand of Hashem is on his throne. So you should say the third, Kiyod al Kisei Kol. Yeah, but the kisei of Hashbalchu is not Shalem until Amalek has been destroyed. It says in the Pasuk, Kiyod al Keis Kol, Yud Kei, doesn't say Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Shem of Hashem is not Shalem until till the Churban Abayis. As it says in Tehillim, it says, Ha'oyiv tamu chorobois lonetzach. The enemy will be ruined forever. That's referring to Amalek. Then the Pasuk, next Pasuk says, Vashem le'olam yeshev. And it says, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Then Hashem will be, after the Mechias Amalek, Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. And it says, Koinin le'mishpoit kisoy, in full. So after the Mechias Amalek, La'asid Lovoy, that's when there'll be a skalos of the Shechina. And that's when Hashem's name will be Sholem, and his kisoy will be Sholem. So that's what we're saying. Shemei, the Shem Yud Kei, Rabbo, should become whole. Yeah, so that according to that, it's Shemei, Shin Mem Yud Hei. And with a mappy K, Shemei, Rabbah, the Shem, Yud K, should become whole. That's one mahalach. The other mahalach is that Shemei Rabbah is just Aramaic for Shemoi HaGodol, Hashbachu's great name. According to that, it hasn't got a Yud, it's just Shin Mem Hei, and it's not a mappy K, it's Shemoi HaGodol, Yiskadei V'Yiskadei, Shemei Rabbah, Hashbachu's great name should become Yiskadei V'Yiskadei. Mashen can come to the other pshat, it's Yiskadei V'Yiskadei, and Shemei Rabbah, his name should become Sholim.
According to the
So Ken Zain, according to that one, I'm not sure, but it looks a bit like from the Abudram, the basis looks not like that, but according to the Abudram, it looks like Taka, it would be dependent on how you read Yiskadeish, what Shmei Rabbah would mean. The basis says Taka not dependent. It's not dependent, you're right, so Taka it's interesting, but the Abudram looks like it's Taka dependent. So the word in Yehei Shmei Rabbah would also be dependent on that. We say Yehei Shmei Rabbah, what does it mean, Shmei Rabbah? Yeah, so it either means Yehei Shmei Rabbah, Shvokus Shmoi HaGodol, should be Nevorach La'olam, should be blessed forever, or it's Yehei Shmei Rabbah, Shvokus name should become Rabbah. So according to that would depend where you can put a Hefsek. Yeah, if it means Yehei Shmei Rabbah, Shvokus name should become Rabbah, you can put a Hefsek there. Or Mashenkin, if it means Yehei Shmei Rabbah, Shvokus great name, we haven't said anything yet. Yehei Shmei Rabbah Mavarach La'olam. So you can't put a hefsek between Yehei Shmei and the Rabbah. The Maritz Mishnah says you shouldn't put a hefsek there to be Yetzer both Mahalchim. So we say, Nachum, what are we up to? Yiskadam is Gash Shmei Rabbah. Ba'olma divara chirusei. The world which Hakvoku created according to his will. So what does that mean? So Abudram explains, he says, B'shas Eivishter created Adam, there were Malachim. And it says in the Medrash that Shpoch was asked by the Malachim, should I recreate man? So there it wasn't Chirusei, it wasn't Mamash his own Kondor he wanted. He asked the Malachim, Hashem, when the Eivishter created the world, it was Chirusei, it was only, Shpoch didn't consult anybody, anything else. It's Ba'olma Divarach Chirusei, and the world that Shpoch created according to what he wanted to create. The Geshach Chaim explains a different Nakuda. He says, and more people think to themselves, you know, if I would have been in charge of the world, I would do things differently. I would run things differently. Yeah. So we're saying, Ba'olma Divarachir is saying, the world, we're acknowledging that Shashroch created according to his will. According to, we're making, we know that the Abish the Lamaisa is running the world, the Abish knows what he's doing. The Yamlech Malchusei. So here we're repeating over again. What we're asking for, Yiskalim Zgash Meiram Baba almost. But the emphasis is, but almost Yivrochir say this whole thing till Amen is just really an explanation of Yiskadeh Yiskadeh Shmeiram Baba. See, Yiskadeh Yiskadeh Shmeiram Baba, acknowledged as great. Shmeiram Baba, you didn't hold. Now, where? Ba'alma, in the world, Yivarachah say we should create it according to his will. In according to his will. V'yamlech Malchus say we're just repeating over what we said in the before, and the Ebedish Bimake, that the Ebedish is the king of the world. V'yamlech Malchus say, V'yatzvach B'kami Yikar Mashiche. So some Nusach Svat Adda saying, the Maise is, the Aruch HaShulchan said, that the reason why the Nusach Ashkenaz don't have that in it is because if that's what we've been davening, that's what we're davening for. As we said before, Niskadal Niskadash means we're davening for L'Asad Lovi, for the Geula, and that Shbaruch Hu's name will be recognized as God of the Kodesh. So it's Nichlal, we're davening for Yatzmach Pekonim Yikar Mashiachi, that the Geula and the Mashiach should come. Oh, so then we say, B'chayeichoy V'yimeichoy, in your life and in your days. So here Vaita that Budram explains, that it says that in the pasuk says echod be'er me'er v'shnayim mishpachel. Also, lavoi, only one person in the city, two people in the family, will be zeicha to see the geula. So we're davening here b'chayeichon v'yemeichon. All the people who are gathered over here should be zeicha to see the geula. V'chay dechol beis Yisrael, and we're then koilo the whole of Klal Yisrael. Everybody in Klal Yisrael should be zeicha to see the geula. Ba'gola v'zman korev. So the translator is swiftly and soon. So what are the two things? Because the Aruch HaShulchan explains that the Gemara in Sanhedrin say before Mashiach is going to be Chevi Mashiach, a long drawn out period when Klal Yisrael are going to have to suffer. So we're davening to the Eibishter, Bagol, it should be swift. Make this Chevi Mashiach swift, make it quick. Get finished with it as quick as possible. We're not saying we don't want Mashiach, even though it's going to be called as Chevi Mashiach, but Zman Karev, we want it as soon as possible. Ve'imru Amen. So then we're saying Amen. So this Amen is really going back to what we started off before. Yiskadal, Yiskadal Shmei Rabbah. All we've done in the middle is just elaborate a little bit about the Tefillah of Yiskadel, Yiskadesh. Yeah, we ask that Shvach should be recognized, bring the Yeshua, bring the Geula, and the Abish should recognize the King. And we just added in the middle that should be where? It should be in the world, which are created upon His will, and it should be in your lifetime, in your days, and be quickly. The Imru Amen is going back to the main Tefillah of Yiskadel, Yiskadesh. Oh, so we say, Yehei Shmei Rabbos. As we said before, the two explanations, Yehei Shmei Rabbos, either means Shmei Rabbah, it's great. The Shmei Rabbah, his great name, Mevorach La'olam, should we rest forever. Or it means Shmei Rabbah, Shvachu's great name. So Shmei Rabbah, his name should become great, and then Mevorach La'olam should also be rest La'olam L'Olmeil Mayo. So explain that La'olam L'Olmeil Mayo means not like by the first two Beis Hamikdash, first two Batei Mikdash. There was a Churban afterwards, a Chil Hashem afterwards. Here we're davening to Eibush La'olam L'meil Mayah. Now the Eibush should bring the Gula, bring the third Beis Hamikdash will be La'olam L'meil Mayah. There'll be no Chil Hashem afterwards. God, the Mishnah Berurah points out, a person should be mafsik between the Amen and Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Because the Amen, as we said, is going back, with the Tzibur is affirming what the Chazan has said. We want Yiskadeh, Yiskadeh Shmei Rabbah. And then now, afterwards, they've affirmed it, they then say Yehi Shmei Rabbah. So therefore, a person should be mafsik slightly between the Amen and the Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Oh. Where does Amen Yehi Shmei Rabbah finish? So that there's three shittas. Yeah, the Mechaber says that you should say Til Yisparach including. The Gaon says one should only say Til Yehesh until Ba'olam Meol Mayo, not say Yisparach. And then there's a third Shita which should say Til Damiron Ba'olma. Everybody does according to their minhag. The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah says what one should do in order to mekayim the Gaon, and but to say Yisparach, he says say La'olam Lo Meol Mayo, have a little pause, and then say Yisparach. And he said that will be Mekayim, both Shittas, the Mechaber Shitta and the Gaon Shitta. Then we say, Yisparach, Yishtabach, Yisparach, Yisemim, Yisnaseh, Yishadov, Yisaleh, Yishalov. Yeah, we say seven praises for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we say, Shmei Dekut Shabrichu. So where does Shmei Dekut Shabrichu go? Yes, here there's also two Mahalchim. Is it Yisparach, Yisalach, Yishtabach, Yisalach, Yisalach, Shmish, Yisal Shmei Dekudsha Brichu. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Shmei Dekudsha Brichu. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brichu. Yeah. Or is it Shmei Dekudsha, full stop. Yeah. And then Brichu Le'ela is a new sentence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be blessed. Le'ela, Le'ela. Oh. So then we say Le'ela Mikol Brichosa B'Shirosa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is should be praised. We said Yisparach Yishtabach, seven lishonos of Shvachim. So these praises should be Le'ela Haya Mikol Brichos of Yisharos of Shvachos Nechos, higher than all the praises which all the Nevi'im have told us about the Eibishter. Higher than that, because even the Novi, his hakar of the Eibishter is nothing like what the Eibishter really is. Even the Novi can't be massive the Eibishter. So our praises should be higher than the praise even of the Nevi'im. What's Nechomosa mean? Nechomosa, the consolation. What does that mean? Yeah. So I saw two similar pshatim that although the Nevi'im have told us what would be La'asid Lavoi, but Amayis, it says Ein Le'ra, so we can't imagine, we don't know what's going to be La'asid Lavoi. The Gila Shechina, the coming closest to the Eibishter, we'll have a completely new Hasoga in Akora, in the Eibishter. Can't be massacred. So then, so we're saying now that Le'elam Kol B'chos V'shos V'shos V'nechamosa, even higher than what the Nevi'im have told us will be at the time of the Nechama, even that higher than that, the Eibishter should be placed. Or slightly differently, we're saying Shas Nechama, we'll have a better hakara of who the Eibishter is. Mela was saying we want to bless the Eibishter should become blessed and recognize as blessed higher than what even we're going to recognize B'Shas, the Nechama, B'Shas, the Geula. So hope B'Shatish Shmaya, we've all gained a better understanding into Kaddish Kedusha. And we can better Hashem be mekayim the mitzvah of v'niktash the b'sirch ne Yisrael to a higher degree and bring more bracha to the world.
Amen.
Amen.